Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everybody, welcome to Redmen TV and your latest edition of the Transfer Insight Show. My name's Dan Clubb, I will be your host as ever, and I'm delighted to say I am joined by the chief sport reporter from the very reputable Sport Bild in Germany, Toby Altschaffel. Toby, how are you doing? You good?
I'm very good, and your pronunciation of my name becomes better and better every time. It's just perfect.
I was going to ask you if it got better. All morning, I've been busy, but I've been thinking about that all morning. It's been in the back of my mind. I'm glad it's better. I appreciate that. So we're here to talk about Borussia Mönchengladbach midfielder Manu Kone, of course, because you yourself broke the news that has spread far and wide that Liverpool are interested in the 22-year-old Frenchman. So I guess the best place to start is tell us what you know so far.
Well, Liverpool is very interested in Manu Kone. I mean, he's not the rising star of Bundesliga, or he's not like Jude Bellingham or something like that. But he's a very good, very strong player, a midfielder, of course. And I think there were talks already between Liverpool and the side of Kone. And, well, it's not like the biggest transfer that it will take weeks and weeks or months because it's not 100 million. It's only 30, 40 maybe. So mm-hmm. I think it could happen.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope so because Liverpool need midfielders. Liverpool need midfielders badly. And in terms of the fee you mentioned there, that would make a lot of sense for Liverpool because we need a few. And we're not going to all be signing £100 million players. That's why we back away from the Jude Bellingham deal, of course, because of the money. I wanted to ask you something on this because you described the interest as being big from Liverpool. Now, is it a coincidence that Liverpool appoint Jörg Schmadtke, a man who knows the Bundesliga brilliantly well, has spent all his time in the Bundesliga? Is it a coincidence that Liverpool appoint him and hours later are interested in the Bundesliga midfielder?
Well, I don't think so, to be honest. But on the other hand, you know, Jürgen Klopp is looking at the Bundesliga all the time. So he was, for example, into Ryan Gravenberch. I think we talked about him last time before Jörg Schmadtke came. And Gravenberch is also not the big player of this season. He didn't play a lot, but Klopp knew his potential. Mm-hmm. And now Klopp knows the potential of Kone and also Schmadtke, of course, because Schmadtke knows all the players from Bundesliga. And as I said, Kone was not playing all the time on the highest level. But for example, when Mönchengladbach won against Bayern Munich 5-0 in the German Cup, he was exceptional. He was one of the best players. And also when Gladbach won in Munich 2-1, he played very well. Mm-hmm. So when it needs to be the highest level, he can show the highest level. And that's why I think it could be a good solution for Liverpool, because in Mönchengladbach, they are just average in Bundesliga. They had a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. There was like a French connection where he was only with the French guys and he was not always in the training on the highest level, etc. And maybe in Liverpool, he can develop really well.
Yeah, hopefully. And it's funny you mentioned those two Bayern Munich games. I've seen those games mentioned so much today since the Kone links came out. Liverpool fans are just talking about those two Bayern Munich games where he really shone and expressed himself in. You mentioned there that he's had problems at Mönchengladbach in terms of, I suppose, settling in and not quite, you know, flourishing, if you like, and playing to the best of his ability. He's under contract there at the moment, I believe, until 2025. But you mentioned in your report that Mönchengladbach need quick income, essentially. And it's already obvious that he will leave this summer. Do you believe that is definitely going to be the case?
I think so, because Gladbach has a lot of problems. I think they have to manage to get a completely new team because they really did not do good in the last season, and so the Kone money could like give them some possibilities to buy some new players. And I think they know that it makes sense for them to sell him in this summer. Yes.
Okay, and on the fee, you've already mentioned a couple of possible figures in terms of the 30, 35 million mark. Is there interest from elsewhere in Kone?
Euro.
Yeah, sorry. Euro. I must apologise, yeah. Is there interest elsewhere in him? Are Liverpool the main in front of the queue right now? Or is there other Premier League interest? I mean, Tottenham have been linked in the past. Is anyone else keen?
I think Chelsea was sometimes linked with Kone and also PSG. But I think Liverpool, they are now on the top of the race.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed that little snippet of a show that I did. If you want to watch that show in its entirety, head over to Red Men Plus and become a Club Captain yearly subscriber. And if you use the code YEAR, that's YEAR, you will get that for 50% off. What an absolute boss deal that is. Get over there and do it. Watch that show in full and also many other shows that we have for you over there. Go on, I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.